Good morning. Here is the psalm for today and the prayer. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. This is the word of the Lord. Father God, this morning as I come before your throne of grace, Father, I lift you up and honor you, for you are God. Father God, just as the psalmist said, dear Father God, as he prayed to you, Lord, when things were going wrong, when he was running from Abimelech, Lord, who drove him away, David could have cried out to you. He was backed up against a wall. It was a desperate situation, and he cried out to you, and you delivered him from all his fears. You delivered him from all his troubles, dear Father God, because your eyes are upon the righteous and your ears are open to their cry. Father God, David could reinforce to us in your word the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Father God, David could have written, inspired by you, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Father, let whoever is listening today recognize that you are God who does things completely, totally, dear Father God. There is no maybe with you. It is either yes, no, or wait. And dear Father God, when you do a work, your work is well done. Father God, I pray that anyone who is listening today will magnify the Lord with me, will exalt your name together with me, dear Father God. Father God, I pray that if there is anyone who is boastful and wants to boast, Lord, let them remember what this psalm says and say, my soul shall make a boast only in you, dear Lord Jesus. And so this morning, dear Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone today who is listening will look, dear Father God, and listen to what you said. The young lions do lack and they suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. So whatever it is that they're desiring today, Lord, as long as it lines up with your will, let them recognize that you will supply all their needs according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Father, help them to remember in the Gospels where you gave us the illustration of the birds, and you said, look at the birds. They don't have to toil. They don't have to plant. They don't have to store up anything. Yet their heavenly Father looks after them, and you could remind us and say, are you not more valuable than the sparrows, dear Father God? And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that all who listen today would recognize, dear Father God, that you are right there. Dear Father God, that the angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and you deliver them. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that all will develop a healthy fear for you, knowing that you are God and beside you there is none else. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those who are sick. I pray for those who are, dear Father God, in need of a friend. I pray for those who are in need of some comforting arms right now. I pray, dear Father God, for those whose children are astray. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus for those who are praying for salvation for their family. But most importantly, Lord, I pray for those who do not know you personally, dear Father God, as Lord and Savior. I pray in the name of Jesus that they would call unto you and you will answer them and you would show them great and mighty things that they know not of. Father, help them to recognize that you, dear Lord Jesus, are a promise keeper. You are a way maker. You are a miracle worker, dear Father God, but you will not break into their situations, dear Lord. You are expecting them to call upon you. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that they would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all their hearts and be eternally saved. Father God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that, dear Lord Jesus, as your word indicates, dear Lord Jesus, that if you desire long life and you want to see many days and you want to see good, that keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile or deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. And so, dear Father God, I pray that each one would seek peace. And as your word says, Lord, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with all men. And so, dear Father God, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard their hearts, and your minds today and forever. In Jesus' name. Father God, I just continue to bring these, our relatives, friends, neighbors, dear Father God, our acquaintances, dear Lord Jesus, our prayer partners, brothers and sisters, sisters-in-laws, brothers-in-laws, cousins, dear Father God, relatives, wherever they are, dear Father God, and part of this and listening to this, Father, in England, in Dominica, in Tortola, St. Thomas, Antigua, dear Lord Jesus, St. Martin, Holland, dear Lord Jesus, Canada, the United States, dear Father God, St. Kitts and Nevis, Anguilla, Lord, and wherever they are, Father, you know the uttermost parts of the earth where they are, in Bermuda, Lord. Father, we bring them to you and we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that they would bow before you, Almighty God, exalt your name, magnify you, bless you, make their boast in you, and allow you to save them out of all their troubles. Thank you again. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Family, friends, relatives, prayer partners, all of you, God bless you. Just know that I'm praying for you and that God loves you and I love you. Have a wonderful rest of the day.